Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's main stories, the Taoiseach has called on the European Medicines Agency to legalise a potentially game-changing new COVID drug.
And it reduces by up to half the chance of you needing to be hospitalised, so that can really make a big difference.
The company has been fined €40,000 following the death of a worker in Donegal in 2018. And the HSE's chief clinical officer says staffing will be the main issue the health service faces this winter.
It's having people to provide care to guarantee the best possible outcome, and that's our major challenge.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, agus an nuacht as Gaeilge le Colm Fairter, all coming up within the next half hour. To this evening's main news stories, and the Taoiseach believes it is possible to get through the winter without introducing further restrictions. The government is anticipating that daily case numbers of COVID-19 could reach over 4,000 in the coming days. Andrew Lowth has this report.
Relatively stable in terms of the impact on our hospitals, and that's what's crucial. It's important we don't fixate on case numbers, and particularly not on daily case numbers, because they tend to bounce around.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar outlining his belief that it is possible to get through the winter without further COVID-19 restrictions. It comes as there are 463 patients in hospital with the virus, the first rise in 4 days. However, it is a 7% drop on a week ago, with 90 patients in ICU. Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE, Dr. Colm Henry, says the vaccine rollout means the situation is different to January.
Our capacity to surge to redeploy huge amounts of staff by cancelling other services is a narrower space for us now.
Meanwhile, the WHO says Europe is driving a surge in COVID cases and reiterated its view that vaccine booster shots are not the magic solution. Here's spokesperson Margaret Harris.
We have to be serious about the mask wearing. We have to be serious about avoiding the closed spaces, the crowding, things that are much more likely to happen are happening as we're going into the European winter.
Ireland has the highest vaccination rate in the EU, with 92% of adults fully inoculated.
The Taoiseach has also said today he's hopeful a pill to treat COVID could be soon cleared for use in Ireland. The UK yesterday became the first country in the world to approve the use of molnupiravir. In clinical trials, that drug cut the risk of being hospitalised by COVID in half. Leo Varadkar says the new treatment for the virus could make a massive difference here.
So once you're diagnosed, you can take this tablet and it reduces by up to half the chance of you needing to be hospitalised. So that can really make a big difference. I hope the European Medicines Agency will approve that quite soon, because you can never deal with the virus through vaccination alone. You need therapeutics too, and you need preventative measures.
The HSE have said that having sufficient staff available to provide surge critical care is now their biggest challenge this winter. 463 patients with COVID-19 are in hospitals across the country, with 90 being treated in ICUs. The HSE's chief clinical officer says that space, as well as being able to provide ventilators, is now not the main problem they face if there is a surge in ICU patients. Dr. Colm Henry says the main issue is having enough staff available to provide sufficient and adequate critical care.
Our critical care programme and our hospitals trained people at short notice during those surge times, particularly in January of last year, where we redeployed staff who had had training to provide critical care. But the critical, it isn't the ventilators, we have those. It isn't the spaces, we can redesignate existing spaces. It's having people to provide care to guarantee the best possible outcome, and that's our major challenge certainly at this point in time.
The company has been fined €40,000 following the death of an employee at the Hydro Race Bridge in Gidor in 2018. With more, here's Casey O'Riordan.
Letterkenny Circuit Criminal Court ruled today that Dean Public Works Limited, based in Enniskillen, were liable to pay a fine of €40,000 after the death of an employee in 2018. The Health and Safety Authority say that the incident at the Hydro Race Bridge in Gwydor occurred when an employee of Dean Public Works Limited was attempting to move a floating pontoon, which was located under the bridge to prevent construction debris entering the water. As the pontoon was being moved, the employee lost his footing and then subsequently fell into the river and drowned. Mark Cullen, the Assistant Chief Executive at the Health and Safety Authority, said that it was vital that all construction work is carefully assessed and planned in advance to ensure the safety and health of all employees. Failure to do so in this instance led to a tragic outcome that could have been prevented.
A Donegal pharmacist says there is frustration amongst the pharmacy community over not being able to utilise their daily COVID-19 vaccine supply for booster shots. This week it emerged that one pharmacist in the county disposed of 24 leftover vaccines as they're prohibited to administer them as boosters. Local pharmacist Margaret O'Doherty says the root of the problem lies with the government and that a senior minister should have been designated from the start to deal solely with the vaccination programme.
It's deeply frustrating. They have said yesterday that we will be allowed to give booster shots to healthcare workers. Again, they haven't told us when or how. So it's the whole vaccination programme, it is, at times like that you do feel, but... You know, I know 24 doses sounds terrible, and it is terrible, but in the context of the whole vaccination programme, you have to try to look at the bigger picture. And the problem is that we don't sort of have one person leading the vaccination programme and one person. You know, at the very start, there should have been a senior minister in charge of vaccines and a person that you could go to and who would deal with this. So that's another, I mean, another failure of leadership. But overall, the vaccine programme has run very well, and it's access, most people have had fairly good access to it. It would help if there was better access, obviously. But we have to keep aiming to fill, at this stage, we're trying to fill the gaps in the vaccination programme. The people that have been missed out, the people that have slipped through the cracks for whatever reason. There are people maybe that have literacy difficulties or people that have difficulty going online to register for a vaccine. So a lot of the work now is sort of, as I say, trying to catch the people that have fallen through the cracks. And that is more wasteful than having everybody been done at once.
People are being reminded that pop-up vaccination clinics are getting underway in three Donegal towns this weekend. The centres will be available in the Colgan Hall in Carndonagh, the Gateway Hotel in Buncrana, and the St Mary's Parish Hall in Stranorther. The clinics open today and are also running tomorrow as well as Sunday. Frank Harburn, the SEALTA General Manager for the rollout of the vaccination programme in the West and North West, says there hasn't been as big an uptake in those areas and is encouraging people to attend.
We're opening three pop-up clinics in some specific areas for 3 days, Friday through to Sunday, to make it as easy possible for people who haven't yet had their vaccine to go in and get dose one or dose two. Those three locations are in Carndonagh in the Colgan Hall, the Gateway Hotel in Buncrana, and also at St Mary's Parish Centre in Stranorla.
Now, while the uptake has been excellent in Ireland as a whole, there are still a cohort there that are reluctant to get the jab.
Yeah, we're seeing that, and that's the reason for some of these targeted clinics this weekend. It just gives everybody within those areas another opportunity to go to those as walk-in pop-ups to get a vaccination. And some of those areas do have lower uptakes than elsewhere, so that's why we're keen to get in there and try and provide that additional opportunity.
And those who have received, let's say, an AstraZeneca vaccine in the past can get this Pfizer vaccine now, no question?
Yeah, they can, of course, yeah. If somebody's had an AstraZeneca as a first dose and they don't want a second dose, then they can get a Pfizer vaccine as well, and that will make sure that they're fully vaccinated as their dose too.
And no appointment needed throughout the weekend either, Frank?
No appointment needed in those three locations, no, not at all. And all three locations are open at the same time, just to make it easier for everyone. So for those three locations, today, Friday, they're open from 12 noon until 8 p.m. And on Saturday and Sunday, both days, they're all open 10 till 6 p.m. And again, just to stress, that's the walk-in pop-ups are there in those locations, as opposed to the regular Letterkenny Centre.
The Higher Education Minister, Simon Harris, has warned that needle spiking is beginning to take hold in Ireland. There have been dozens of reports of women being spiked by injections in bars and nightclubs in the UK and now also here. The government is planning to launch an awareness campaign along with the Union of Students in Ireland in the coming weeks. Also, students at University College Cork staged a protest last night to raise awareness about needle spiking. This student says she's been spiked a number of times while working at late night venues and that the new methods being used to spike people have raised her level of fear further.
It was just a very scary experience to know that I was working and I was enjoying myself and I thought I felt safe at a sound desk. And now the fact that there's new ways of it happening has me absolutely petrified. Like, even if I'm not going to be taking my free drink during a gig, if I have my camera and I'm going around an audience, that something can happen.
The fourth National Inpatient Experience Survey is now underway across the SEALTA Hospital Group. This annual survey, the largest of its kind in Ireland, offers patients the opportunity to share their experiences in hospitals and tell Sailta how they can improve their services, which could include the services at Letterkenny University Hospital. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The National Inpatient Experience Survey contains questions on topics such as admission to hospital, care and treatment on the ward, trust in hospital staff, respect and dignity, and discharge from the hospital. The survey will also ask about patients' experiences of care during the COVID-19 pandemic, such as staff communication while wearing personal protective equipment, as well as contact with family and friends given visitor restrictions. An estimated 26,197 patients are eligible to participate in this year's survey, over 4,862 across Donegal, Galway, Mayo, Sligo and Roscommon. Since 2017, almost 40,000 patients have completed the survey nationally. All patients over 16 years of age who spend 24 hours or more in hospital and were discharged during the month of September are eligible to participate.
The time is now 12 minutes past five. We'll take a short break and Sport with Oisin is coming up after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time's 5:15. Time to go over to the sports desk and Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Daniel. We start with soccer. There's plenty at stake tonight in the North West Derby in Ballybofife. Fin Harps go into the night in the relegation playoff spot and face a Derry side that's still chasing European football. The match, of course, is at Fin Park. Both Fin Harps and Garda Síochána are encouraging people to buy their tickets in advance and to arrive early at the Ballybofife venue tonight. Commercial officer at Fin Park is Aidan Campbell.
We would be grateful if supporters could get to Fin Park early. Oisin, we're expecting a large crowd and the environs around Fin Park don't lend itself sometimes to easy access for everybody. So we're asking everybody who's bought tickets online to, if they can make it early and get in position, we'd be very grateful. So that goes for both, obviously, home supporters and away supporters. An important notice, too, is that the Navanay side of Fin Park and the Chester Road end will be closed from 7:30 to 8:00 and then for half an hour after the match as well. Again, for ease of access and to avoid queuing, we'd ask people to buy online at finharps.ie/tickets. If they really can't, then if they could arrive early, there'll be tickets, a small number of tickets on sale at the Aldi Chestnut Road side of the ground, so they'll be able to get tickets there. But again, if they could arrive early, we'd be really, really grateful, and we want everybody to get in position, get comfortable and enjoy what should be a great match.
From a Harps point of view, probably the biggest game of the season so far then, Aidan?
A huge match, Oisin. I think it's been well documented at this stage, but with the points tally we have at the moment, so normally we'd be safe, and that goes for the teams around us as well. It's an incredible season, everything tightly bunched together, not much difference between the teams at the bottom end and the teams at the top. So, you know, it's a huge, huge match. A big match for Derry as well, because they're obviously competing for Europe. So I think it's just going to be a great game, great occasion, a great derby, and we're looking forward to it.
As commercial officer at Fin Harps, Aidan Campbell, encouraging people to buy their tickets online and arrive early to avoid congestion tonight for the big derby. Once again, if you're not going to the match, you can, of course, tune Highlands Way. Jeremy Doherty, former Fin Harps captain Declan Boyle, are our commentary team tonight. Full live match commentary from the derby here on Highland this evening from just before 8. Team news, Sean Boyd is suspended, of course, for Harps after being sent off on Monday night against Drogheda. Adam Foley, Johnny Dunleavy, Shane McElhinney, Ethan Boyle and Barry McNamee are seen as doubts. From a Derry point of view, Ronan Boyce is struggling after picking up a knock in Waterford, but he could feature tonight. Derry were expected to make a decision on his fitness this afternoon. Mark Walsh is definitely out, but Kieran Harkin returns after a suspension. As we said, Fin Harps go into the night in the relegation playoff spot, just a point below Waterford United. Waterford tonight are entertaining the champions Shamrock Rovers, while second place third, with St Pat's facing Sligo Rovers, 4 points from the remaining
three games for Sligo will secure that third spot in European football. Some of the other highlight football matches this weekend. There's a Tyrone versus Derry clash in the Irish League Championship. Institute tomorrow afternoon are hosting Derrickview. That one kicks off at 3 o'clock. In the Ulster Senior League, one game penciled in for tomorrow. Monaghan United are at home. They will welcome Bunnaghy United to Garda Keegan. And the standout tie in the FAI Junior Cup on Sunday will see Kildrum Tigers of the Donegal League taking on the Inishowen League's Glengad United. That one starts at 1:30. The FAI has confirmed that Ruud Doetker is to leave his role as High Performance Director at the end of the year. The Dutchman took up the role in 2013 and says he's leaving with the sport stronger than ever at all levels. The FAI say they'll advertise for a new Director of Football shortly. Aston Villa will look to end a four-game losing streak in the Premier League tonight. Dean Smith's side are away to Southampton from 8 o'clock. In mixed martial arts, it's a huge night for two Northwest fighters. Mavul man Dara Kelly will make his professional fighting debut on the Bellator 270 card at Dublin's 3 Arena. Kelly, who steps up having been unbeaten in 9 amateur fights, is taking on Junior Morgan. They're expected to be in the ring there shortly after 6 o'clock. While later on tonight, Strabane's James Gallagher will also see action against American Patchy Mix in the bantamweight main event. A 16th win for Gallagher would bring him closer to a world title shot. It is, of course, a busy weekend on the Gaelic Games front. The action starts tomorrow with the intermediate A and B deciders here in Donegal at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. We'll have full live match commentary from Clohanilly against Dunlow in the A intermediate final, which starts at 3 o'clock. Coming up, we'll hear from Dunlow manager Desi Gallagher. But first up, Clohanilly boss Michael Lynch, who is hoping that it will be a different story this time round, having lost the last two intermediate finals.
Been in a few now, right, Tom? We're just, like I say, we're tipping along just, you know, and trying to avoid any injuries and trying to get all cleared up and working on a couple of things just. But look, now you're into November now, stag evenings and bad weather. It's hard to, it's hard just to be working on everything.
Having lost two in a row, there must be tremendous appetite. I've met tremendous hunger in the squad.
Ah, there is, aye, but look, you know, as I said, that'll not get you over the line. Like, you know, you have to go out and play as well, you know, and don't know, I'm sure they'll be hungry to get back up there this season. Senior team, you know, and I'm sure it was a big loss to them to have to come down to play intermediate, you know, after being senior for so long, like, so I'm sure they'll want to be up straight away. So
Desi, what about the opposition and what's your take on Clohanilly for the weekend?
Because it's just well publicised that the three in a row, you know, for them, that they don't want, you know, it's not three in a row that you want, it's three that you don't want. We don't know that much about them really because we're playing in Division 2, but we've seen them playing here last week, and in fairness, they were very good. Because Buncrana were a good team, but they really were a seasoned senior team, if you want to say that, the way they played the game, you know. So you can tell they're playing in Division 1, they're playing that level higher. Mm. So hopefully, look, we can compete with them and maybe get them on the home straight. We don't know yet. We'll see how that goes.
As Desi Gallagher, Dunlow manager, before that, Michael Lynch, Clohanilly manager. It's a big day for both clubs. Clohanilly and Dunlow will also play in the B decider. And then the main event on Sunday is the Donegal Senior Football Championship final, 3 o'clock in Ballybuffet. St Eunan's looking to dethrone Niamh Connell. Niamh Connell, of course, gunning for a 3 Dr. Maguire Cups in a row. Also that game fully live on Highland on Sunday. Other finals have been played across the Northwest this weekend. The Derry Senior Decider will see Sloughneil against Glen on Sunday at Celtic Park at 2. Whoever wins that game will meet the winners of the Donegal Championship in the opening round of the Ulster Clubs. Tomorrow, the Derry Intermediate Decider will see the defending champions Greenlock up against Steelstown. In Tyrone on Sunday, it's the Junior Football Final with Eskra playing Cookstown. And on Saturday in Tyrone, it's hurling final day. Niamh Colum-Kill will take on Omagh St Enda's in the junior decider at 1 o'clock tomorrow, with the senior hurling decider being played at 3, with Ayr Óg Carrickmore up against Dungannon Eoghan Rua. In rugby, both Northwest sides are away from home in Division 2C of the All-Ireland League tomorrow. Omagh go to Bangor and City of Derry are off to Bruff. And in the Ulster Championship Division 3, Letterkenny will look to close the gap on the leaders. They host the PSNI. Stirbanner on the road to take on Virginia. In athletics, the Ulster Novice and Uneven Age Cross Country Championships are taking place at the Finn Valley Centre in Stranorla tomorrow. And at the same venue on Sunday, it will be the host for the Remembrance 10K, which starts on Sunday at 10 o'clock. It's another tough game for Raphoe in hockey's Ulster Premier League on Saturday. They're on the road as they go to Belfast to play the joint leaders in Stonians. Raphoe currently bottom of the table with 5 defeats from 7 games. In basketball, the LYIT Donegal men's side are in National League action on Saturday in Division 1. They are taking on the Dublin Lions. That one starts in Letterkenny at 6 tomorrow evening. And finally, in golf, Padraig Carrington has fallen from a share of 4th to 30th on day 2 of the Portugal Masters. The Ryder Cup captain is 3 under par and he's now 9 shots off the course lead, which has been held by Nuno Bertastillo. All 3 Irish golfers on the PGA Tour stateside in America are starting their second round shortly. Best of those is Seamus Power at 3 under. Shane Lowry's 1 under, Graham McDowell level par. The overnight leader is Matthew Wolf, resuming on 10 under. Don't forget about the Harps v Derry. It's live tonight on Highland from just before 8 o'clock. Full match commentary here on Highland. Daniel.
Gorma Helgadoshin, Nogus Anish, and Nuit Oskilga, Lacom Ferreter.
Shebra Mahasa Colum Ferreter and Shah Linda Preve Skilty. Tamwenu 3 bliana, Kahar Puncha at 3 million euro. Caddy here, Igforus Nigeliga, Dog Rupi at Haparcha, Igorus Planala, La Nalianri Geliga, Lienra Lecher Kennan, Lonnie and Condi Dunanal in a mask. Runjer and Tarigat Ejer Trahas a Shea Agriat, Geliga, Fuinchkim, Farberha, Lienri Geliga, Komaila Shanwenu, a Caddyu, Fogriu, Skame, Nua, a Kurhi, Mwenu, Erfoil, La Hondage Geliga, a Hoyu. Dúirt príomhaimeanna Fáras na Gaeilge, Sean O'Quinn, go raibh sé ag súil go gcodjaithí an mhuiniú le hagraíochtaí an Gaeilge a chur chun cinn. Faoin scéim forbartha Lionraí Gaeilge tá 3 ceannal agraíochta aitheanta ag an orras. San aird céim ba mhuiniú a chur ar fáil do naon agraíochta atá ag féiniú i ceantar a bhfuil stádas Lionraí Gaeilge na baile seirbhíse gealtachta bainte amach acu. Tas sé socria ag udras na Gaeltachta agus Institute Technoliachta le te kennen, deisina acuinní a runch chun a servisí níos fear a chur ar fáil. Aithníon an meabhran tuiscine a chiní an ia agraíocht le linn na seachtainne na freagrachtaí atá ar udras agus a ITLC ó thíobh co-ebrú i dro chur chun cin na Gaeilge i gníomhaíochtaí traenála agus forbartha dé. Tase mar hosiacht co-ebru con farbarch pobl agus fentriacht socialta in gealtacht gunanala arbarch agus con arnialahe fwaish a ahanch agus a car con tosi ar waihe le farbarch in warhana an region. Ta gradam uur a sholta a horhi ahantas da cholacti a vian ag usaj na gaelige in a gudj gnohi glor na gael ata a raktal gradan agus iad ag súil go mbeidh breis agus iachiad cholacht chlarithe leis an bhachtas tíbhistí de bhliain. Agus tá réimse leathan imeachtaí fógraithe de bhíon an gheabhraí ag ionadaíomh Padraig Dóir. Tionolaíodh cruinniú ceann bliana le linn na seaartaine agus bhí oscailt oifigiúil na páirce imirthe uair ag an ionad an tráthnóna inniu. Agus sin mo chuid se ile go léir slán agus spanacht.
And now the weather, continuing generally cloudy for the rest of today with patchy light rain and drizzle in places. Tonight will be mostly cloudy and mainly dry, apart from some mist and drizzle, with temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees overnight tonight. Towards morning, there will be more persistent rain and drizzle developing in the west. This evening's main stories, once again, the Taoiseach has said today he's hopeful a pill to treat COVID-19 could soon be cleared for use in Ireland. The UK yesterday became the first country in the world to approve the use of molnupiravir. In clinical trials, that drug cut the risk of being hospitalised by COVID in half. The Taoiseach also believes it's possible to get through the winter without introducing further restrictions. The government is anticipating, however, that daily case numbers of COVID-19 could reach over 4,000 in the coming days. The HSE says having sufficient staff available to provide critical care is now their biggest challenge this winter. 463 patients with COVID-19 are in hospitals across the country, with 90 of those being treated in ICUs. And finally, a company's been fined €40,000 following the death of an employee at the Hydro Race Bridge in Gidor in 2018. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have the latest news headlines again for you coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, November the 5th. The death has occurred of Madge O'Donnell, Lafine Dunlow. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal tomorrow, Saturday evening at 5 p.m, going to St Mary's Church, Kincastle, to repose overnight. Funeral mass there on Sunday at 10 a.m, with interment afterwards in Crutch Cemetery. House private to family, neighbours and close friends, please. The death has taken place of Sammy McDermott, 7 Newton Place, Strabane. Funeral leaving Quigley's Funeral Home this evening at 6:30 p.m. to the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Lechpatrick. The death has occurred of Dom Epsey, 36 Woodlawn, Stranorler. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorler. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to CCU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mary Duffy, Knee Burns, Knockagarran, Broad Road, Convoy. Her remains will be reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 a.m, going to St Mary's Church Convoy for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the new cemetery, Convoy. House strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Rosie O'Brien, Mina Claddy, Gidor. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow to St. Columkill's Church, Knockfalla, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Gallagher Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Pat Davenport, Rooski, Quigley's Point. Pat's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Columba's Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Pat's funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, native St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Marion Kelly, Ran, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to St Patrick's Church Graveyard, Dungiven, County Derry. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, you can go to highlandradio.com.